The two-day event kicked off on Sunday with Chinese government and other delegates telling the outside world about how to deal with new challenges, including trade friction. Former World Bank President Robert Zollick praised Chinese 40 years of reform and opening up, and he said that new initiatives such as the China-led Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank have been an example of corporate governance and transparency standards.
I know that China made very substantial commitments for market access, more than other large developing countries.
According to data released by China's Statistics Bureau on September 15th, China's exports to the United States have held up despite U.S. tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese goods. After imposing 25% tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese goods, the Trump administration has yet to announce the imposition of additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The U.S. has suddenly extended olive branches amid its ongoing and escalating tensions with China. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin calls for a rational mentality to deal with differences.
And while the United States and China certainly have differences, important differences, I think that once you recognize the catastrophic stakes in our relationship and in not having an effective relationship, it seems to me that the two countries should work together in a constructive context to deal with their differences.
A survey from MCHEM China and MCHEM Shanghai found that a large proportion of U.S. firms in China say the duties Trump placed on billions of dollars of Chinese imports this summer have hurt their businesses. MCHEM China President William Zarit says their survey also shows these damages are more from the U.S. side.
3 out of 4 American companies are adversely affected by U.S. tariffs, and maybe 60% are adversely affected by the Chinese tariffs. So the companies, and remember, these are folks doing business in China, are more adversely affected by the American tariffs than they are by the Chinese tariffs.
Zarit said U.S. business leaders in China want Trump to rethink the levies he has proposed on an additional $200 billion in Chinese imports, including many consumers' goods. He also points out just 6% of the U.S. businesses in China would consider moving factories to the U.S. soil, which is the original goal for implementing the tariffs. The special session of the China Development Forum is hosted at the Diaoyutai State Guesthouse in Beijing. For CRI, this is Min Ray.